Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast number one for 2017. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Happy New Year.
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Phil is in Florida about to celebrate his 30th birthday. So Andrew's in the background.
Hello.
And my girlfriend Jennifer joins us.
Hello.
We were just doing a live read for Blue Apron, where I was practicing the script for the live read on Monday.
Yep.
And Jennifer's on her phone. You hear the phone go off.
Whoops.
Yeah. Nice job.
Well, she was calling Blue Apron.
Right.
Yeah. It was so convincing.
That's right.
That's how good you were.
She was checking the menu for Blue Apron.
That's how good you were. Yes, exactly. She was checking the Fury Cocky.
You know, I don't want to do a commercial here. We don't have to.
No.
But I do have to say, that Blue Apron is amazing.
It's the shiznat.
It is.
It's the shiznat.
It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? You love it.
Oh, I love it. I do. Yeah. I do.
Hey, anytime you don't have to go food shopping for yourself and have it come to your house.
Oh, it comes to your door.
Exactly.
It's like a great meal in a box knocks on your door. Like,
exactly.
I'm here.
Yep. I'm ordering women that way.
Put me in the oven.
You think I should pick this up because it says unknown?
Yeah, do it. Put it on speakerphone.
Hi, this is Pam.
Like, oh, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry. It's a natural
You hung up?
Oh,
it's a natural reaction to people I don't want to talk
just
to.
Just wanted to tell your house on fire. On
she calls me all day, Julie.
Maybe she likes you. Maybe she wants you.
Oh, my God.
Julie says, come,
that was going to be great.
I'm sorry.
I wanted to order the best
She'll
security system
back.
Available.
Julie
She'll
wanted
call
Pam
back.
To.
She always does.
Julie wanted to burn Pam's pillows.
That was very nice, Pam.
Sorry.
You didn't say
With
goodbye
fury
or anything.
I didn't. Julie's a bitch. I hate her.
How do you know?
Listen, you don't even really know. What?
Really?
She's a cunt.
You don't even know, Julie.
Oh, no.
The C-bomb already.
She calls all day from different numbers, and now she's pulling the unknown cord.
That was the
That's
first.
What Trump did.
That was
the unknown cord?
That was the first C word of 2017. Very nice. My eyes are open.
That's exactly what happened to Donald Trump.
Yeah, oh, my God. My ears are all burning now like your pillow.
Julie was about to put us on the phone with Donald Trump.
Exactly. I have him right here. Hold on.
I have Trump for you, bitch.
Yeah. I'm forbidden from saying that word in 2017, the C word.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, so when I have a problem with technology,
yeah,
I'll say, you effing cunt.
Right.
And, Jennifer doesn't like that word.
Oh, gotcha.
Is that Julie calling back?
No.
Who is it?
This is...
let's pick it up.
It's from Facebook Messenger. I don't know who it is, though.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that? People can call you.
How do I do that?
Is that true?
It's a video.
My phone sometimes just go off.
It's a video.
And be like some Facebook person trying to call me.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, I've had like 3 or 4 different people.
Hello?
Put it on speaker, Pam.
She hung up.
What is it?
Is that Sarah Smith, is it?
Yes.
She calls me all the time.
But it was a video chat. I don't know who that is.
Do you think it's Sarah Smith or do you think it's some fake name?
I don't know.
I get these all the time, too. I'm sick of it. Sick of it!
Sick of it! We are sick of it!
Predictability!
All right, well, I had a good first week back on in 2017.
It was fun.
Yeah. I'm glad everyone who, or most people anyway, who was listening on the Whale or the Fox have figured out the WPLR app.
Yep. Thank you.
Or the website.
Thank you.
And there are these other people, they're high-tech ninjas, who can figure out how to listen to the show without it going against the data plan.
Yep.
And our friend overseas is one of them. What's his face?
Stuart.
And he was going into this whole long explanation. I'm like, you know, anyone who's high-tech can figure out how to stream the show without having it go against your data plan.
Nice.
Mm.
So... thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yay.
Anything else going on? What are you doing this weekend? Oh, it's the company party tonight.
Yes, it is. Right. So I'll be getting there late. I have a car club meeting first, so I'll get there after
a car
the
club meeting in January.
Right. Well,
an excuse for the guys to get together.
They like burgers. Mm-hmm.
Burgers.
Yeah. And I like watching them eat. So I'll miss the food portion of tonight. So I'll probably have a burger and then go scoot over there and watch everybody all drunk by that point and just kind of make fun of them.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Pam will be one of the first ones there.
Probably. And I live right down the road, so I'll be the last one there as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
How about you guys? Big.
Tell us.
New York.
Tell us. Birthday. What?
Yeah, well, the plan was dinner at Carmine's, but we don't even know now. We're just going to wing it. Go in and figure it out.
That's okay. Fun.
Yeah.
Let me find
and
the
then
that
one guy that called up at the end of the show. He said...
Rathbone. For that burger, the great burger with the English muffin.
Giant English muffin, right. Sauteed mushrooms.
Right, the burger.
It's like, wow, that
non-vegan,
sounds
right.
Amazing.
Fury cocky.
Amazing.
Yep.
Love that. Can we talk about, can we make fun of Phil being at Disney?
Yes, shall we? Let's do that. Let's do that. His mommy and daddy took him
with
for his 30th birthday to Disney.
Oh, is it his parents?
Yeah, it's with his parents.
Yeah, they're very nice people.
Nestor syndrome.
Well, really
but can I tell you,
can
I, like, the last time he left state to go on vacation, he went to fucking Disney World.
Yeah.
Yes.
I went to Disney World once.
How many times do you need to go
like,
there?
This sucks.
I don't know.
You go there when the kids are little.
Exactly.
You go back when you're an adult to see it from a different perspective.
Or if you're a predator, yeah.
But do you need to go there every single time?
No, you don't. No, there's other parts of Florida, too.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like
Miami. I go to Daytona
with, like,
Beach,
women
man.
In bikinis.
I go to Daytona Beach, cruising down the beach, and like rent a car and be like drunk off my ass, looking at chicks and thongs.
Yeah.
But Fury Cocky.
Protecta Pelote.
Fury Cocky.
Well, AJ, I don't know if you're in a position to talk because, I mean, at least he leaves the state.
Hey, I leave the state every now and then.
He went to New Hampshire.
I go to Long Island.
A big trip.
Right.
That's leaving the state.
You went to Ireland, but we had to drug you.
You did. You did. Right. It didn't work either. Halfway up there, I freaking woke up.
Do you remember what you were doing when you were 30?
30 years old. I was working at a station on Long Island, and my surprise birthday party was at my apartment, but everybody parked on my street like an idiot. Because then they're all too burnt. I'm like,
and plus,
there's Elena's car.
Where are you going to park?
There's Ross's car. There's so-and-so's car. I'm
so
like,
you knew what was going on.
Yeah, I go to walk in. I'm like, yeah, I don't know everybody. Everybody's like, surprise. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew when I was outside.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Right. Yeah, hand me a beer. Let's all drink.
Yeah. How late did the party go?
Let's see. That was a Friday night. I think it ended Sunday.
Nice.
Oh, you know, speaking of parties.
Uh-oh. What are you doing?
Talk about these beers that Pam got.
Yeah, beers of the world. You've gone global in brew.
Yeah, so we did the Ancestry.com DNA test, and it turns out that I'm 8% black,
right.
20% Italian.
Right, you got some Great Britain in you.
24% Portuguese, so I'm almost as much Italian as I was Portuguese.
You are the
My
United
entire
Nations.
Life, I identified myself as mostly Portuguese,
right.
And then a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
Turns out I'm... You know, equally Italian and Portuguese, and then a bunch of other stuff.
The only thing missing is Polynesian. That's it.
Yeah.
You're
so,
global.
Pam, go through these beers.
Okay.
He means look at them, don't drink them.
Oh, too bad. Because I need to, like, start.
You got to start now.
All right. So, this one is, okay, this is the Guinness Blonde American Lager.
Because you're American Indian?
Yep, American Indian, but also it's a Guinness, so it's Irish, and you also have Irish in you.
And
so.
I love Guinness.
Oh, yeah, Guinness is great.
And you went there, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Over there, it's like milk.
Because you have Italian. This is an Italian beer, Menabrea.
No Peroni?
No, I wanted to get something like, you know, that I've never heard of.
Gotcha.
Like something a little bit different.
Might suck, though.
And then...
There is no sucking when it comes to alcohol.
trust me. There is some beers...
If it gets you drunk, alcohol. It's going to be good.
There are some beers out there that make both sides of your face meet. They're so tart. And like...
This is imported from the UK. Old Speckled Hen, because you have British in you.
Those old speckled hen.
Yeah. That sounds like something like derogatory. Like, I'm going to go take out the old speckled hen tonight. And I'm going to give my old fury cocky.
So much code.
The old speckled hen.
Yeah.
Because you have Russian in you. This one is brewed in Russia. It's called Baltica.
It's Baltica.
Yeah, ball tickle, yeah.
I don't want to know what that translates to?
It's called hack the election.
What did you say?
I feel like I should go like this with my fingers, like twiddle my fingers.
Right.
Baltica.
Baltica.
Then this big one is called Hebrew. It's a Jewish beer.
I love that one. Hebrew.
Hebrew. Mm-hmm.
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Brilliant. What kind of,
the chosen
what kind of beer is a rabbi like? The kind he brews.
So this is the most expensive beer by far out of all of these.
It's also the biggest. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it
was
funny.
But that's funny. It's the Jewish beer is the most expensive one.
Like,
hey,
nobody.
Those are my people. They know how to make money.
I'll have another.
Exactly.
Right. They saw Pam a mile away. Such a deal we have for you.
Right.
Hey, buy two for one. So then,
That was Godfather.
No, it was doing the glory.
You're the worst Jew ever.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, that was a woman?
Oh my God, turn
the
your
Holy Roman
card.
Empire, now the Holy Norman Empire.
What the hell was that?
Pam, we're going to do a voice of the day with Pam. We're going to just, we're going to do a wheel of accents.
Right.
And then we're going to have Pam do that. What?
I want to do that so bad.
Yeah.
No, we'll call it Where in the World is Pam? And she'll do some kind of accent. And we'll be like, try and guess what part of the world she's from.
Oh, I like that better.
Where in the world is Pam?
Where in the world is Pam?
Where in the world is Pam?
All right, that'll start my
Fury cocky.
The last beer.
All right, so the last beer
is, so I couldn't find any beers brewed in Africa, but I found this big can. And the title, it's called Black.
It's big and black.
Yeah.
I'm 8% African.
Right. And a big head has too.
You know, only in one area.
Right. Yes.
All the 8% is in one area.
Large big toe?
That's right.
So this one.
Big giant fucking black toe that comes over my sandal.
Oh, it's the floor.
So my left shoe is size 12. My right shoe is 9.5.
Have you met Shaq? I got Shaq over here. That's why you walk lopsided.
Exactly. All right, so let's do, before we close out, a quick round of Where in the World is Pam?
Okay.
Pam, so AJ, you'll sing the opening intro, as in Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and then Pam will just go into the accent.
Where in the world is Pam?
Okay, guys, so what are you doing for the weekend? Because for me, I'm going to go to a company party, I'm going to get wasted or smashed, and then I don't know what's going to happen after that, but most likely, I'll probably end up
You probably shouldn't talk
McDonald's.
As much. Just give us a little piece and we'll figure it out. Shut up. Yeah.
No,
I'm going to go with...
sounds like she has a rubber band over her
I'm going to go with French-Canadian.
No.
Australian.
Duh. Thank you.
All right, give us another
nice.
One.
Okay.
That was actually pretty good.
That wasn't bad, no.
Yeah, but every day
well,
it'll
she
get
goes,
worse.
Yeah, she drinks a Foster's.
She brought out, you know, A material.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by Thursday it'll be horrific.
Well, she has to work at Outback.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. What, you want to do another one? Oh, we're going to do another one.
One more. Come on.
All right, one more. All right, here we go.
Make it hard.
All right, you got to do the intro.
Where in the world is Pam?
Yeah, so I really want to drink some beer.
African.
No.
African.
No.
Stroke victim.
No. Stroke. Drunk at ease.
Dick Clark.
Kirk Douglas.
Oh, we got one away. He's dead.
He's dead.
That's okay. He won't mind.
Can we hear it again?
So I really want to drink the beer.
Constipation.
I feel African. No.
Close. I think
Swahili.
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 I was trying to be Israeli.
What?
Oh my God! You're the worst Jew ever.
What?
Okay. Did I say Thursday would be? I meant Tuesday.
Well, it's fun for you. No, it's fun for you. You'll all feel good about your own accents.
Who is that? That's supposed to be Shimon Peres.
I don't know who that
Simone
is.
Simone Perez?
No, who's the guy that's on the respirator right now?
Who was the last guy who died?
Shimona. Yasser Arafat?
Yeah.
No.
Whoever, we think it's not that person.
No, it's not. No. So.
All right, before we go, we got to talk about this birthday boob cake.
Seriously, man.
All right, where did you get it from?
It was Steve DeSorbo Custom Cakes by Steve out of Hamden.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah, he did a great job.
He did.
All right, and,
who modeled for those?
Describe the cake.
I did.
Very large breasts. And I had a conversation with him about nipples that I didn't want
to. Touching your breasts right
that
now.
I did.
As you explained
I am. I'm sorry.
So you can't talk about boobs without touching your boobs.
It's show and tell.
And I didn't want them brown. I wanted them pink. And I wanted a little peekaboo coming out of the bikini top that you could see a little bit of the nipple.
So did he ask you to send a picture?
Yeah, I had actually found a picture that I had sent him.
And not
I,
of you.
No.
But like of a Dallas either. Cowboy cheerleader.
No, I found a boob cake picture. And
found
I
a picture of Hillary Clinton's.
Yeah. And I said I wanted the Dallas top with a bikini top.
Raisin cake.
Raisin
knee cake. Knee cake.
Pancake.
Right.
Chew pancake.
Yeah, a pair of fried eggs.
And he got a ham. Then he did a great job.
He did an awesome
Bravo.
Job.
Bravo.
And AJ, your wife's lasagna.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she cooks so hard.
Really
that's why I keep her. Yeah.
Really, 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 really good. Thank you for the gifts and that cake that you got, Pam, from Middletown.
Yep.
What's the place called?
It's Only Natural.
Yeah, and it's a vegan cake.
Yep, it is.
And as shitty as that sounds, It's amazingly sweet and delicious.
And heavy as
hell.
How
is it so good?
It's that's like a 60-pound cake.
Seriously.
One slice.
These
like
real coconuts
pounds.
In there or what?
$70 fucking dollars for
yes,
a cake.
Exactly.
I know. I was like, oh.
Oh.
Oh, I would have loved to see a picture of your face at that
oh
moment.
My God.
That would
have been... I don't know what it looked like.
Yeah. But thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Pam.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate
happy
it.
Birthday, Chaz. Many more.
Hey, thank you for the gifts.
God bless
love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
All right,
yay.
That's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Andrew's in for Phil.
Hey.
And that's my girlfriend, Jennifer.
Hey.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.